Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Well, I'm a doctor, and I'm telling you right now, I can't tell you how many women have come to me with this poor body image after they've had a baby, and when their husbands want to kind of get busy after baby, women are standing around looking at each other saying, how do you get your sexy back? You know, how difficult is that? Today we have Alyssa Dweck, physician who is a full-time practicing OBGYN at the Mount Kisco Medical Group in Westchester County, New York, a frequent guest of Her Radio. And her book is awesome. It's V for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and so much more. Alyssa, welcome back to Her Radio. And this is an interesting topic, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, this
it
getting
is,
busy
thank
after
you for
baby.
Having me.
Yes. All right, let's talk about the body image thing. Come on, you know, everyone's looking down at their jelly belly and the skin hang and the leaky breast. I mean, raise your hand if you feel sexy. Just what do you do with that?
Right. Well, I think be realistic and be patient. It took 9 months for you to get that way, and it's not going to go back to what it was within a week or two. So patience is really key here. I think as soon as your healthcare provider allows for it, restart an exercise program. You don't have to run a marathon right away, but start taking walks 20, 25 minutes a day, and you can take your beautiful baby with you and start getting those muscles rolling and things back into shape again. So that will be helpful. In addition, you have to deal with the fatigue that all new mothers are going to have. Try to nap when your baby naps. Get somebody in, whether it's a family member or a friend or babysitter, so that you have a couple of hours through the day to get some adult time and get some much-needed rest. Another hint would be if you're nursing or not nursing, make sure there's a formula or breast milk available so your partner can feed your baby at night and you can at least get one or two couple of hour stretches of sleep through the night, and that will really help.
And whatever you do, please, and I get this all the time, you know, don't go on some weird diet and starve yourself and start getting nutty out there. Hello, you're breastfeeding a child, right? And you need those precious calories from whole foods, natural foods. So this is, you know, you should never, let alone now, you know, come up with something crazy and radical. It's just not going to work. You know, I mean, you've been at this for 9 months now, girlfriends. So you're going to need a little time, be patient, like you said, Alyssa, to be able to methodically get that body composition back in tow again and maybe even be healthier than you were pre-preg. Who knows?
Yes.
Now, Alyssa,
I
just wanted to say that many healthcare providers recommend waiting 4 to 6 weeks before having sex after, you know, in postpartum. And a lot of women think or feel that they're ready for sex, but they're worried about the pain, and then they're wondering about the 4 to 6 weeks. What do you usually tell them as a physician?
I do agree with that. I typically tell my patients after either a cesarean section or a vaginal delivery to wait 6 weeks to have intercourse. Okay, this allows for adequate healing of a potential episiotomy site or a potential laceration that you had. It typically allows for your bleeding to completely stop, and there'll be less chance of infection or trauma if you wait that period of time. But that doesn't mean you need to give up on intimacy. There are plenty of other ways to express intimacy with your partner that don't have to involve vaginal penetration in those first 6 weeks. So if you're up to it, cuddling, fondling, oral pleasure is usually reasonable, and even mutual masturbation is reasonable if you're feeling up to it, but you're not ready for intercourse just yet.
Huh, interesting. And I know that a lot of women are also sitting back and saying, you know, all right, so all this sounds great and everything, but right now I have to schedule breathing. I mean, how do you fit sex in? Whether it's, you know, something you're doing, whether it's intercourse or not. I mean, how? What are the guidelines? What are the things you like to advise women about fitting that special intimate time in when you've got this 24/7 thing going on?
Right. Time management is very difficult when you're a new parent, no question about it. After the first few weeks of having a newborn at home, you'll get into some sort of a schedule, and you may need to schedule and plan for a 10-minute or 15-minute break from your baby and just being with your partner. But it really varies individually, and it's a matter of time management. You'll get your baby on a schedule, and then you get on a schedule, and it will slowly fall into place.
Well, I was just thinking to myself, I was actually the one out of five children my mom and dad had, who was just literally, the moment I was born, I was like bored. And I was the easiest kid on the planet. You know, I slept, I didn't bother anybody, I didn't yell and scream, feed me when you feel like it, whatever. I have no idea. I just remember that. And it's so, you know, dreamlike to be able to have very few issues with a child so you can actually have time to have intimate, times with your significant other. But here's another question I hear all the time. And, you know, dying to hear what you say, because we're both physicians and we're both sort of saying, you know, how do you answer this? Will it ever look the same down there? You know,
I get that question all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it may never look exactly the same, but that doesn't mean it's not going to look fine and normal. Some women will experience some pigment changes on the vulvar skin or their genital skin, and some people will also notice a stretched out appearance to some of the skin, and the vagina may even appear a little bit more open or gaping than it had prior to childbirth. One thing you can do to really help is consider something called Kegel exercises, where you're really helping to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles, and that will help things to get more toned and look more like what they did before delivery.
Where's the best place to be able to recommend women to learn the Kegels?
Kegel exercises are fairly simple. If you imagine that you have to hold the muscles very tight as if you're needing to hold in your urine stream urgently and hold that pose for about 10 seconds and then release and do this up to 10, 20, 30 times a day, you will definitely notice a difference in tone.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think, you know, we both know it's fairly straightforward. Most women could easily understand what you just said so well. And so, you know, I think this would really help women because, you know, it's like that. I want to get back to where I was before. And, you know, all these new things have gone on, you know, in my body and I'm feeling pretty funky. And I go back to that body image thing too, because I hear this all the time. I've even heard women say, Ami, I know this is so bizarre. And you may have heard it too. And that is, I'm afraid to get pregnant because of what's going to happen to my body. And you think,
exactly.
What?
Yes.
What do you say to a woman who says that?
Well, let's make sure that she's taking care of an adequate form of birth control that's appropriate for her, whether that would just be using a condom or considering something hormonal such as birth control pills or even one of the IUDs, which are really, really popular right now. And
gotcha.
These are all reversible forms of birth control. So they will allow for pregnancy, but they work quite
wonderful.
Well.
Oh, I love this. Dr. Alyssa Dweck, one of our favorite regulars, is an OBGYN and author of V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and so, so much more. And today we were talking about getting busy after baby, how to get your sexy back, and good grief, we've gone through everything from Kegel exercises to body image to fatigue. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Dweck, for joining us on Her Radio. I know our listeners just enjoyed this and have been taking notes furiously. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle King-Robeson is in China somewhere today. And so I'm sitting in for listen to Her Radio and all of the great shows at Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thank you. Stay well.